When life's road looks beyond repair, Milton can sort it out.
Milton.
He's got a bag for your Maldemar.
Troll.
He'll make the whole world shout.
Hello, I'm Milton Jones. There are many things wrong with the world today. If someone starts a fight, hit them straight away. Although I now know with hindsight that when my grandmother said, "Do you want to take this outside?" she was talking about my bike. British people aren't very good at showing emotions. In fact, the other day, I even saw a bus pulling out with a little passive-aggressive sign on the front saying, "Tooting." My uncle always complained of being in a claustrophobic marriage, but he died quite recently, surrounded by his wife. My quest is to solve these problems and help as many people as possible in the next half hour. I live with my trusty friend Anton and our landlady Pauline, who looks after us.
Ah, Pauline. Nothing lifts the spirits like the arts.
Oh, I'm glad you could come to my painting class, Anton. What do you think of my latest work?
Well, I've always said that watercolours are a very forgiving medium.
Oh.
Yes. Wouldn't it be wonderful to get tips from a Botticelli or a Titian?
An optician, more like.
Milton, I didn't know you were coming along as well.
Yes, Milton, do you think maybe you've forgotten something?
This is a life drawing class, isn't it?
That was last week.
And it is generally the model who's naked.
We're just painting fruit this week.
Then I shall work in pastels.
Milton, I wonder whether you ought
to... Now, where did I put that tube? There it is. Do you want one?
I'm fine, thank you. Right, settle down, everyone. Now, we've got a lot of work to finish up because of our big exhibition next week.
Oh, hello, Edgar.
Ah, Pauline, my favourite pupil. How are your watercolours coming along? Let me see. Ah, yes, watercolours. Such a forgiving medium.
That's what Anton said.
Ah, yes, I see we have new members to the class. Welcome. I'm Anton, this is Milton, and he's not wearing anything.
No explanation needed. This is the world of art. No need to walk around coyly.
Coyly? No, I'm Milton. Coyly was a girl I met in Birmingham. She was telling fortunes at a fair. But she failed to predict that I would accidentally smash her crystal ball.
Oh, dear.
She was a far less forgiving medium.
Look, if you're not going to take my class seriously...
Believe it or not, Edgar, he is.
I'm quite the artist, Edgar. I've even painted Pauline once. Although I'm not sure she enjoyed being rubbed down with sandpaper between coats.
No, sorry, it doesn't sound like you have the right attitude at all.
Very well. Come on, Tristan. We're not wanted here.
Oh, what's that?
It's a rat! It's a rat!
No,
it's a microfruit! How on earth did you bring this creature to my class?
Pauline told me to bring something like an easel. Meet Tristan. He's a weasel.
That's it. I'm not wasting a second more of my time here. I'm going to take my genius elsewhere. You're all entirely talentless.
That's not true.
Oh, thank you, Milton.
He can do impressions. Tristan, do the Bee Gees. Back at the house, Pauline was clearly upset about what had happened, so we tried to cheer her up.
I just wanted my paintings to be in an exhibition.
The art world is all about rejection, Pauline. Before it won an award, Tracy Emin's bed was turned down hundreds of times.
Thanks for trying to encourage me, Milton, but it's no use. Without Edgar, no one's going to organise the gallery exhibition.
I can do that.
Yes, Pauline, I'm sure Milton can put something on.
Do I have to?
Yes, I was going to mention that again, but I was talking about an exhibition.
Ah.
Yes, and Pauline, an exhibition can be exciting and innovative.
He's right. I went to a fantastic one at the Royal Academy. It was just a line of human forms that every so often moved a little and then eventually went through a door.
Milton, that was probably just the queue outside.
You say that, but there was another door where...
They were all coming out. Yes, that was the exit.
Right, so the exhibit, Woman with Latte and Carrot Cake...
Cafe.
So, Angry Man with Pepper Spray...
Security.
Man with Wig and Wooden Hammer...
Judge.
And piece of A4 covered in long words.
Exclusion order.
You know, Anton, I do so love our talks about art. And so I set out to find an exhibition space. To begin with, I looked at hotels in Mayfair, but my research revealed them to be red and far too small. In the end, I found a gallery nearby, and following Anton's advice, I sent out all kinds of invites for the private view.
Milton, well done. This exhibition looks marvellous.
Yes, but who are all these people?
Well, this is Alistair Ferguson.
Hello, nice to meet you.
Oh, hello.
Delighted. Milton, did you get my note?
Yes, I did. So this is Alistair Woods, and that's Alistair Green, and that's Alistair McPherson.
Oh, what a coincidence.
Milton, I told you to get some A-listers. Oh, I think I see what's happened.
I also walked 15 miles in these tiny shoes so I could bring these. There's two on each heel and one on the big toe that looks like it's about to burst.
Because I said failing that, try B-listers. Yes, I see. Well, I must say, Pauline's art class's work looks pretty splendid.
Thank you, Anton.
And you've done this one here, Milton.
It's called The Nativity.
It's very good. It's almost medieval in style.
Hang on. Who are they at the back of the stable?
I added them in to make it more authentic. They're the parents of the shepherds and wise men videoing it all.
Well, whatever you're doing, it's clearly working. People are buying the paintings.
Oh, how do you know?
Well, they use a red dot to say it's been purchased.
Wow, so someone really, really loves that blank white canvas over there.
Yeah, that's just a flag to show the beginning of the Japanese section.
Tell you what, there seems to be a bit of a bidding war going on over that teenager's face.
Milton, that's some... That's just Pimples. He's one of the waiters.
All right. Hey, Pimples, how about bringing over some vol-au-vents?
And how are my paintings getting on?
Now, Pauline, you mustn't... Oh, surely not. I mean, I know watercolours are very forgiving medium.
There's red dots all over them.
So there are. How extraordinary. Milton, turns out you're quite the art dealer.
I prefer the term exhibitionist.
Yes. I do wish you'd put something on.
Oops, dropped one of my fruit pastels. I'll just pick it up. Fruit pastel, anyone?
Thanks a lot.
Hey!
Morning, Anton.
Morning, Milton.
Excusez-moi.
Hello? Who on earth are you?
I am just an admirer of the creative powerhouse that is Pauline. I am what you would call an existentialist.
Ah, now, Milton, in case you were wondering...
Relax, Anton, I know what an existentialist means. Henri, you are among friends. We both believe in Father Christmas.
The clumsy, shapeless naivete of Pauline's work speaks volumes about our own denatured society. She is a genius. I must go to her.
Well, nice to...
Now!
Well, that's pitching a little strong. She may have shifted a few paintings last night, but, well, watercolours are very forgiving.
Hello, Milton Jones, art dealer. Street art, certainly. I have one piece in particular you're going to love. OK, bye.
Street art, Milton?
It's hard to see to the untrained eye, but the wall outside is covered in Shaw antiperspirant.
There was a mix-up, wasn't there? Which is why you've got red armpits.
Maybe.
So, you're trying to be an artist yourself, Milton.
No choice. I have to keep up with the demand. Though I did find a really promising talent the other day, in the supermarket of all places.
Really?
Yes, forget shark in formaldehyde or soup tin labels. He puts tuna in a can, and he signs them. Look.
John West.
I was thinking we could charge £800 a tin.
Well, I think it's a mistake to get lured into this world, and if I know Pauline, she'll have both her feet firmly on the ground.
Knock, knock. Bonjour, darlings. I've made us some tisane infusion with long de chat and a bottle of absinthe.
Oh, dear.
Have you met Henri?
We've already had the pleasure.
Pleasure is but fleeting. Art is all that truly endures.
I have to disagree, Henri. When I drew a moustache on Anton with a so-called permanent marker pen, it only lasted 6 months.
8 months.
Henri is going to be my muse and mentor. He thinks my work is so good, it could even pass as French.
I don't know anyone who thinks French art is that great.
Says Anne.
I don't care who says it. Anton thought there was something strange about all Pauline's work being snapped up. I knew art could be a powerful force for good, even in the world of nature. For instance, did you know that mice use ladybirds as dominoes? I remember years ago, I made a documentary about doing art therapy with wild animals.
I'm here in the African savannah with Milton Jones. Milton?
Shh! Oh. Just keep still, really still.
Oh, why is that?
See that very large water buffalo over there?
Oh, yes.
He's painting us.
Wow. So you really are running an art therapy centre for wild animals?
I mean, they don't all paint. Last week, some gazelles came in. They were only little, so I suggested try joining the dots.
Did it work?
Well, until they bumped into that leopard. And sadly, last week, poor Charlotte the wildebeest got savaged.
Oh, no.
By the guardian.
I can't believe none of these wild animals eat each other anymore.
They've all become so unselfish. In fact, I'm thinking of changing the name of this place from Serengeti to Serengivy.
Is that so?
Look. There's Andy Warthog.
Really?
And catching the sun over there on that rock, El Gecko.
Uh-huh.
And we're all very proud of Big Bertha here. She's into ceramics. You really must take one.
Well, I wouldn't like
to. No, really. A hippo pot is a must.
Did you get me all the way out here just for that?
Yep.
Final question. Who charges the most?
Probably this rhino. Look out! Much as I was pleased at Pauline's progress, as an art dealer, I had other priorities. In an attempt to acquire more stock, I arranged to meet Anton at prestigious auction house Sotheby's. Though the posh young lady in the entrance hall wasn't much help.
Oh, golly, no, I'm afraid we're closed to the public. We have an auction today.
Yes, that's why I'm here, Arabella.
Arabella Drummond Coutts Hereford Delisle is my whole name, but that wouldn't have fitted on the name badge.
Well, there's a thin line between having an ordinary surname and one that's double-barreled.
Oh, it's so true. And, of course, most people call me Dippy. I have no idea why, though. So, do you have a catalogue?
Yep.
This is from Argos.
The finest auction house in the land?
I'm sorry, I don't think you know how auction houses work.
Yes, I do.
Well, this is Sotheby's, established in 1744.
1748?
Well, true. It didn't have its own building until 1748, but...
1750, and that's my final offer.
No, this isn't how it works. I'm afraid I shall have to bid you good day.
I bid you two good days.
No, that's really not how it works.
So I have two good days from the woman with the Hermes scarf and the Pink Alice band. Two good days.
I'm calling security. Hello?
Two good days and a hello from the girl who's just ordered security.
Hello.
I have three hellos from the giant with no neck.
Time to show you the door. Going once.
Ow!
Going twice.
By my head!
Gone.
Ow!
Congratulations, mate. You are definitely the highest bidder.
Some people get intimidated by auctions. But there's nothing to worry about so long as you know the basics.
Lot 247 from a private collection of beautiful and important 1881 charcoal study by Degas, 23 by 15 inches. Do I hear £20,000?
Hey! Anton, over here!
£20,000. We have a new bidder in the room. Thank you, sir.
Milton, put your hand down. You've just bid £20,000 for that Degas. Oh, it's OK. There's a phone bidder.
£25,000.
People bid with phones.
They do. That lady over there just has.
Must be a really nice phone if you can swap it for an original Degas. Hey, hiya! Can I have a look at your amazing phone?
Milton, please, put your hand down.
£30,000.
Milton, no!
£40,000 to the phone bidder.
It's OK. I'll catch the auctioneer's eye and tell him I don't want it. Hey! Hiya, over here!
£50,000. You are most persistent, sir, and quite right. It's an exquisite sketch going once...
No, not again.
Twice. So...
Oh, dear.
It was exciting being involved in a new world. My uncle would have been proud of me. He, too, had a real eye for a canvas, but he was just a really bad boxer. We were taken into the vault to collect the picture and pay.
Milton, we have a problem. We don't have £50,000.
Hello again.
Now we're up to four hellos.
So, I take it you got the money.
Even better. Fruit pastel?
I really can't advise you to take one.
You're joking, right?
Pauline bought me them.
Excuse me, did you say Pauline?
Yes, she's our landlady.
That's right, living with Van Gogh. So humble, too. Compliments go in one ear. Stay there.
So, you don't know?
Know what?
Know what?
I'm afraid she's gone missing. Look, here's my phone. I'll show you.
Promising artist goes missing. Mystery as to whereabouts...
Lloyd!
Yes, what is it?
Oh!
Hi, guys.
Hi, Dippy.
How did you know my name?
You told me.
Gosh, that's amazing.
Arabella, what was it you wanted?
Gosh, that's amazing. How did you know my name? Oh, hi, guys. Lloyd. Oh, yeah. Those Paulines over there. The auction's not till tomorrow, but we're already getting some crazy phone bills.
Yes, yes.
Of course, it's rocketing in value. They must think she's dead.
Ah, yes. Well, you both have my sympathies. I do so hope she turns up.
Oh, I'm sure she's just having a cup of tea or a lie down. Perhaps she's got that disease where you fall asleep if you drink a fizzy drink, you know, narco Pepsi. We knew Pauline had been talking about creating something for the fourth plinth in Trafalgar Square, so we set off there. Somehow, we were all persuaded to get on a Boris bike just to get the journey done. But needless to say, pretty soon the wheels came off.
Now, where can she be?
There she is! How did she get all the way up there and dressed like an admiral? And those pigeons, what's with it?
That's Nelson.
Perhaps that's her in the grey lion costume?
Hard as stone.
And this silver statue of a man with a cap on the ground with some coins in?
There's only one way to find out.
Oh!
Henri!
Much squashier than I was expecting.
What are you doing here?
I was to meet Pauline here. By representing a metal figure, I was satirizing the materialistic elements of our corrupt and rotten society.
You can't knock that.
I know.
Oh! Still, I hope Pauline's all right. It's so unlike her to disappear suddenly.
Although, do you remember when I tried to dig a well in the loft?
Indeed.
Maybe there's a clue in her work.
Milton, you may have hit upon something.
Ow!
Not what I meant.
I know.
Let's get back to Sotheby's. But why would Pauline disappear?
Who knows? I have to say, I am gobsmacked.
Ah!
Happy to help. We made our way back on foot, calling in at the National Portrait Gallery, which is, of course, taller, but not as wide as the National Landscape Gallery. Eventually, we got to Sotheby's.
Oh, it's no good. We'll never get in.
It is a metaphor for life, which is also hopeless.
Maybe we can force it open.
There is no meaning to anything.
If only we had some sort of battering ram.
Hang on, I think I've got one. It's about 6 foot long.
Ideal.
Give me a hand.
Wait, what is happening? No.
Oh, ma bonce.
And we're in. Sorry, old boy. Had to be done.
Oh, gosh. Hello again.
Arabella. We're very concerned about Pauline. We think there might be some clues to her disappearance in her papers. Can we turn some lights on?
It's okay, I'll strike a match.
Oh, that was my forehead.
Careful, Milton, not too close to the curtains.
Golly, they've caught fire.
Now what do I do?
Grab the bacon.
Good idea, we could cook some breakfast.
No, maybe that painting by Francis Bacon, it's worth millions.
Wow, I could buy a couple of nice phones for that.
Why save ourselves? Death is to be welcomed as the lonely man welcomes his lover.
Milton, get that fire extinguisher. Oh, mon visage!
Thank you. Now, the rest on the fire.
But the picture's ruined.
No, I'm sure we can put it back in its frame. Hello, what's this? Written right in the margin. The word help.
Golly, that's odd. I've seen the word help written on the back of a few other paintings when they're being restored. A Picasso, a Mondrian, a Dali.
I'm pretty sure I've seen it too on the front of a Beatles album.
And look, if I peel back the frame even more, whoever wrote this sketched a little map off the coast of Africa?
I know this island.
Ah, is it one of those islands where the super rich like Richard Branson go to get away from ordinary people?
Even better, it's an island where the super rich go to get away from Richard Branson.
I don't know why, but I think this island has something to do with Pauline's disappearance. But how to get there?
Oh, we could hitch a ride on Daddy's yacht. I'll call him. He's often in Cairns at this time of year.
Cairns, eh? I wonder if he knows John West. We were clearly dealing with forces we didn't understand, but I knew it was always important to make fun of bullies, like when Nazis turn up at swimming lessons wearing the wrong armbands. My ancient ancestors used to do this in their own way, too.
We have come for plunder from the islands of the north. Bend your knee to us.
Now, you must be from the Shetlands.
Yeah. How did you know? Were you warned by the gods? Was our arrival revealed in the entrails of a puffin?
No, it's just that you're,
Our beasts of battle.
Yep, they're Shetland ponies, aren't they?
Yeah, they're so sweet. I thought they were just some kind of tame squirrels.
Never mock our beasts of battle. Besides, Shetland is very windy, and a full-sized horse just blows over.
Of course it does.
And they're specially bred for attacks like this, as their size means we can sneak up and right till the last minute. You'll think we're in the distance. Oh. All right, but the least you can do is bring them some oats.
Oat, more like.
If you've got any of their manure, we might be able to do a trade.
Mm. Ah, that's more like it.
I've just started growing bonsai trees.
Just bring me a fresh saddle, at least.
Oh, sure. Hey, has anybody got a Pringle?
Right, that's it. Men, unleash your battle swords. Oh, come on, Jack, come on now!
Despite being attacked, afterwards the mainlanders felt much better, and this led to the birth of acupuncture. And so we arrived in the south of France, but Arabella's father's boat was nowhere to be seen.
Now, how are we going to get to an island hundreds of miles away in the Indian Ocean?
Jet ski!
But we're on the Côte d'Azur. What, all through the Med, the Suez Canal? I'm game for most things, but...
No, silly. Jet ski is my father's Russian helicopter pilot.
Can I take your bag?
Oh, I see. Silly me.
He'll take us to Monaco, where we'll meet our private jet.
That's still quite a long way to go in a small jet.
No, private jet is an ex-US Marine. He'll drive us to the airport.
Ah, splendid.
Where I booked us a flight on Ryanair.
And Ryanair is...
Just Ryanair.
Bother. Eventually, we were on board Arabella's father's yacht. We were led downstairs to the main cabin where a party was in full swing.
Welcome to Daddy's yacht.
How marvellous.
And this is Daddy.
Can I just say, I'm a huge fan of your sauce.
I beg your pardon.
Gosh, Milton, there are some seriously rich people here. See that chap over there? He's the person who had the original idea for Dragon's Den. Perhaps he could come to our cabin later for a chat.
No, sorry, I'm out.
And over there, that's Jeff Bezos, the owner of Amazon.
Don't tell me he wasn't supposed to be here, but the owners of the yacht next door weren't in.
So, Milton, I hear you're a bit of an art dick. I'm always on the lookout for something new to put on my walls.
Oh, I see, over there you have... My gosh, Edvard Munch's The Scream.
Ah, but here, I can offer you the one Munch painted only seconds before. Same character, just about to look at his Waitrose receipt.
Very impressive.
I'm also a big fan of bacon.
Francis?
No Waitrose.
I couldn't hang that up.
I don't know. I've heard walls can have nice sausages.
Really?
All right, my final offer. We all know the Laughing Cavalier.
Of course. Masterpiece of the Dutch Golden Age.
May I present... the Vauxhall Cavalier.
No, thank you.
If you'll excuse me for a second, I'm feeling a little seasick.
Oh, gosh, I hope he's all right.
Would you be interested in a new Jackson Pollock at all?
No, thank you.
Thought not. We were dropped off at the island by jet ski, Arabella's father's helicopter pilot, but in a motorboat. He charged us £10 each, because in this business there's no such thing as a free launch.
So, this is the island that the artists tried to tell us about. Looks like... some kind of prison.
Must be hot, though. That clock has melted.
Like a Salvador Dali clock. Interesting. Look, that huge sculpture. It looks like Anthony Gormley's The Angel of the North, except it's got its arms folded and it's made of something really soft.
Of course, the Angel of the South.
Milton, Anton. Oh, thank heavens you found me. Follow me. I have to show you something.
You mean up these stairs? Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, round the corner. More stairs up. Okay, keep going. Round another corner. Another corner. The same corner. We're back where we started.
Ah, just as I feared.
What?
These stairs were designed by M.C. Escher. Specialised in optical illusions.
Like that one where some people see a young woman, but But if you keep on looking for long enough, you begin to see an old woman after about 25 years or so.
He's kidnapped me, boys, and it's horrible here.
Are you sure, Pauline? It seems like paradise to me.
Well, I suppose the other painters trapped here like it. Like my friend Pablo.
Pablo?
Buenos dias.
Picasso?
Si, he's great. We can work in peace and quiet. Look, my latest work, finally. He looks just like a real person. The nose is in the right place and everything. I am so ashamed of all my early stuff.
No need to get things out of proportion.
The man who runs this island makes me paint at least every other day, sometimes every day. And I just want it to be a sort of Monday evenings in the church hall kind of artist.
Ah, welcome to my island.
The auctioneer from Sotheby's.
I see you've met some of the other guests.
Right. Fascinating. It's almost as if this island is full of kidnapped artists. And, of course, keeping them out of circulation means prices for their work will be higher.
Yes, but I am an artist in my own right, except no one knows who I am. My full name is Lloyd H.S.B.C. Buckley.
Banksy!
How did you know?
Red armpits.
Ah, stupid deodorant.
And we thought you were fighting the establishment, but all the time you could be bought for money.
That's not true.
Then how come you have a red dot on your head?
It's Jetski in a helicopter. He's got a high-velocity rifle tracer aimed at Banksy's head.
I knew he'd be back. I gave him a Scottish £10 note.
We're saved!
Thanks a lot.
After Jetski arrived, there was a bit of a firefight, and the prison burnt down. He offered us a lift back, but instead we made a raft out of some old paintings. Picasso drew us a surprisingly clear map. We floated off into the ocean.
You know, being surrounded by those geniuses has made me realise I'm not actually that talented.
Oh, Pauline, don't say that.
And I'm not sure I like the lifestyle. The insecurity, the flexible hours.
Especially with those melty clocks.
Well, maybe you could do it as a hobby. There are a lot of people in public life who've dabbled in art and then gone on to contribute in other ways. Prince Charles, David Bowie.
Hitler.
It's a wonderful experience, though, to be involved in that world, to have paintings sold, to see all those red dots on your work.
Indeed, but look at the beauty of the night sky. That's real art.
Yes, luckily I picked up this telescope on the island. Wow.
What is it?
I think someone's bought the planet Mars.
Well, I'm starving.
Me too. I could eat absolutely anything at all.
Fruit pastel?
No, thank you.
No.
That was Thanks a Lot, Milton Jones, starring Milton Jones, Tom Goodman Hill, Josie Lawrence and Ben Wilbond. It was written by Milton Jones, James Carey and Dan Evans, and the music was by Guy Jackson. The producer was David Tyler, and the programme was a Positive production for the BBC.